The best password is a long, nonsensical string of letters and numbers and punctuation marks. Some admirable people actually do memorize these and replace them with a different one every couple of months. Then there's the rest of us, selecting the short and the easiest to remember and holding on to it forever. Surveys show that we are stubbornly fond of perennial favorites like password, 123456, and let me in. I once felt ashamed about failing to follow best practices for password selection, but no more. Computer security experts say that even choosing hard-to-guess passwords ultimately brings little security protection. The underlying problem is the logon procedure itself. Password-based logons are susceptible to being compromised in any number of ways. Consider the threat posed by phishers, who trick us into clicking to a site designed to mimic a legitimate one in order to steal our logon information. The solution, urged by the experts, is to abandon passwords and to move to a fundamentally different model, one in which humans play little or no part in logging on. Instead, machines exchange cryptographically encoded information cards to establish their authenticity. The necessary software for creating information cards is on only about 20% of PCs, though that's up from 10% a year ago. Windows Vista machines are equipped by default, but Windows XP, Mac, and Linux machines require downloads. And that's only half the battle. Website hosts must also be persuaded to adopt information card technology for sign-ons. Passwords won't keep us safe from identity theft, no matter how clever we are in choosing them.